Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories and another delve into the Bugle's archives. I'm Andy Zaltzman. Now, where would we be at the Bugle without unscrupulous world leaders? The answer to that question is we'd probably just be a puzzles podcast. In April 2009, the morals of torture were up for debate as America got itself into a very American pickle about whether or not torture was the kind of pastime that a self-styled great nation should participate in. And who better to take on this torturous debate than me and John Oliver?
Top story this week. I'm not telling you what it is. Ow! Ow! Okay, I'll tell you. Just please don't ever do that again. Torture. Look, you got all the answers that you wanted, but I have lost all respect for you and I may have been radicalised. Well, that's right. We have been away for a few weeks, and in this time, torture has reared its unpleasantly intimidating head again. When we left to go on break, everyone seemed to have agreed that torture was something that was confined to America's extremely recent past. But that complicated situation has now somehow managed to get even complicateder. First, the US government said they don't torture. Then they redefined what torture was and reminded us that they never did that thing they don't do. Then they admitted that they had waterboarded, but argued that it wasn't torture, and besides, they'd only done it 3 times. Then everyone else said that waterboarding was in fact torture, especially due to the fact that we'd executed Japanese soldiers for doing exactly that to Allied troops during the Second World War. Then there was an awkward silence. Then people stared at their shoes and someone coughed. Then, in the last week or so, a number of key developments happened. First, it turns out that when they'd said they'd only waterboarded 3 times, what they actually meant to say was around 400 times. Now, that sounds bad, but let's be fair. Those numbers are actually very close together if you remove all the numbers between them.
So, or just the 2 noughts on the end of the 400.
That's
then there's
what
only
I'm
one
saying.
Difference.
So let's bear that context in mind before we judge them.
And 2 noughts add up to noughts, John.
No one's going to argue with that. Now, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded 183 times in 1 month alone. That's a lot of waterboarding. I don't know what your point of reference with a lot of waterboarding is. For me, that seems like a lot, Andy. And let's make this absolutely clear. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is, to put it mildly, a gigantic arsehole. But doing anything 183 times in 1 month is a lot, especially if it's something you don't like to do to people. That's 6 times a day. I'm not sure I do anything 6 times a day. I breathe and I swear, and I see those two as being basically the same. They're both life-sustaining.
Obama had turned over the Bush administration ruling that waterboarding legally did not constitute torture, but was in fact merely inquisitive horseplay, I believe is the legal definition. That ruling, of course, by the Bush regime, split world opinion into the Bush regime and the world, essentially. This Khalid Sheikh Mohammed story does raise the age-old quandary from moral philosophy, John. Is it worse to waterboard one person 183 times or 183 people once each?
Well, you just blew my mind.
I guess the logic being of waterboarding Khalid Sheikh Mohammed 183 times in a month is that if the fear of drowning didn't crack him, which it clearly didn't, the sight of his fingers going all wrinkly would have been just too much to bear.
It does really bring into question exactly how effective this supposedly effective form of information gathering is. Because also, we waterboard our soldiers to help them build up an immunity to potential torture. But I doubt we do it to them 183 times. So will he not have developed an immunity during this? He's basically biologically part dolphin now, but the only dolphin in existence who is also a gigantic arsehole.
Well, this is, I'm not a huge fan of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, John, I have to say. I think he's just too much of a terrorist for my liking, by quite a large distance. But the thing with torturing, with waterboarding 183 times, it's like anything, John. When it becomes routine, the magic has to wear off. You know, after the first 10 or 12 goes, he'd probably just start thinking, oh, great, a free shower. How much damage can this do? And in fact, would that make it okay under human rights legislation if you actually cleaned your terror suspect and washed his hair with a fruit-scented shampoo whilst waterboarding him? I don't know, call Geneva if it bothers you, buglers. And I think also it must be the same for his torturers, John, or as they should probably be called, his physical quizmasters. Fingers on the buzzers. Sorry, buzzers on the fingers. Where's Bin Laden? So the novelty must have worn off. I guess by the end they were just making him lie on the boards, holding a chocolate bar wrapper over his face and squirting him a couple of times with a hose. Anything to confess? No, sure. Okay, off you hop, see you again in two. I felt the Spanish Inquisition was more fun than this.
One of the other developments was that the Obama administration this week released a memo revealing that Condoleezza Rice gave verbal permission for waterboarding to be used on Abu Zubaydah in July 2002. Now, this was something that she surprisingly could not recall doing during the Senate Armed Services Committee last autumn. It must have just slipped her mind. Andy, I've forgotten literally all of the times that I've given permission for torture to be used on detainees. Strange, I remember lyrics to bad songs. I remember the Liverpool back four from 1982. Phil Neal, Alan Hansen, Mark Lawrenson and little Stevie Nicol. But I'll be damned if I can recall anything to do with authorising torture. So, you know, I presume that I've never given permission to torture, but poor Condoleezza probably felt the same way, and she clearly did. It's really food for thought, Andy. You can be absolutely sure that you never did it, then boom, someone tells you that you did. It's chilling.
Yeah, the former National Security Advisor, then Secretary of State, now, of course, Managing Director of the fast food chain specialising in Italian snacks topped with South American birds of prey, Condoleezza's Condor Pizzas.
Oh, boy.
What, mate? She gave the CIA the green light, apparently. Also, there was a memo from Donald Rumsfeld, who whinged in this memo about why the use of stress positions like forced standing could not be made more difficult for the victims. He wrote, "I stand for 8 to 10 hours a day. Why is standing limited to 4 hours? Oh. Now, the amount that he stood, first he suggests that even his chair thought he was a total dick. But it's interesting.
Get off me, Donald!
It is interesting, though, that Rumsfeld viewed being forced to behave more like Donald Rumsfeld as a form of torture. He showed an unexpected level of self-awareness. And today, Khalid Sheikh, you're going to have to fail to make adequate long-term military plans and be strategically incompetent for 24 hours straight. Confess! Confess!
Now, the other argument here is, what if it does work? Former CIA Director Hayden and Bush Attorney General General McKaysey, as well as professional Dick Cheney, argued that, in essence, torture does work and that it helped prevent Khalid Sheikh Mohammed from attacking the Library Tower in LA. Now, this is a very nice story, except for the fact that this plot was foiled in 2002 and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed wasn't captured until 2003. But those numbers don't seem to add up. And anyway, whether it works or not, you're still not supposed to do it. Slapping someone in the face with an uncooked German sausage is a surefire way to make sure that they remember you. That doesn't mean that it's a good idea. Yeah, and Shep Smith, one of Fox News anchors, got so frustrated about this argument that he had a very admirable midday meltdown, saying, and I quote, "We are America. We don't torture. I don't give a rat's arse if it helps. We're America. We do not f***ing torture." Then there was a magnificent pause, and you could hear him say, "Oops."
And now the weather with Cindy.
If you have a Fox News employee that angry about your national security behaviour, you are way over the line. He is the canary in the coal mine who isn't dead, but who's just going batshit crazy on his perch. The sweary canary. Well, John McCain has been tortured, Andy, and he's proof that it doesn't work. Now, he was tortured for a long time, and the only names he gave out were the names of the Green Bay Packers line, which it is funny and impressive until you learn that the entire Green Bay Packers team were rounded up and killed by the Vietnamese. So President Obama's National Intelligence Director had told colleagues in this private memo that harsh interrogation techniques banned by the White House did produce good information. He said high-value information came from interrogations in which those methods were used and provided a deeper understanding of the Al-Qaeda organisation that was attacking this country. But, OK, that's basically irrelevant. It's like scoring a goal by harpooning the goalkeeper. Sure, the ball is technically in the net, but no one is going to play with you anymore.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. The latest Bugle is in your pod feed and other people's pod feeds right now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.